Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Revelation chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. John writes, "Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud with a rainbow over his head, and his face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. He had a little scroll open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he called out with a loud voice, like a lion roaring. When he called out, the seven thunders sounded. And when the seven thunders had sounded, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down.' And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it, that there would be no more delay. But that in the days of the trumpet called to be sounded by the seventh angel, the mystery of God would be fulfilled, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, 'Go, take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land.' So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, 'Take and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey.' And I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it. It was sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. And I was told, 'You must again prophesy about many peoples and nations and languages and kings.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Preach you the word and plant it home to those who like it or like it not, the word that shall endure and stand when flowers and mortals are forgot. These are the words of the first verse of Martin Fransman's hymn, Preach You the Word. This hymn fits nicely with our reading as we continue our preaching through the book of Revelation. Our text for today creates a break in the blowing of seven trumpets that will continue in 2 weeks with the revelation about the seventh trumpet. In the blowing of the first six trumpets, we have heard a lot of destruction of flowers and mortals, and also the powerful protection of our mighty God. In today's text, the Apostle John is told that he must again prophesy about many peoples and nations and languages and kings. Or put it the way Fransman did, he must preach the word to those who like it or not. The angel that we hear about speaks on the authority of God, the voice that spoke from heaven. For the angel is wrapped in the physical and visible signs of God's presence seen throughout the scripture. From the Exodus, the pillars of fire and the pillars of cloud that led the people and reassured them of God's presence. Or clouds in other places that signify God's glory. The rainbow from Genesis that shows us God keeps his promises, specifically that he will not again destroy his creations with a flood. And the bright shining of the sea, that of the sun that depicts God's light. For it is the word of this Almighty God who John is called to proclaim. The voice from heaven gives John a command to do something. The heavenly voice tells him to take the scroll from the angel to eat it. This harkens us back to the prophet Ezekiel. God gave him the scroll which he was to prophesy to the people. His scroll was sweet to the taste, but there was no mention of bitterness. However, the prophet would know the bitterness in his mission to proclaim God's word to those who wanted to hear it or not. The sweet taste reflected that it was God's truth and contained his law and gospel by which he would call people to repentance and drench them with his grace, mercy, and forgiveness. The symbolic action of eating the scroll in both cases of Ezekiel and John suggests that before they proclaim the word to others, they must first inwardly digest it themselves. The message of God that they were to announce must first be heard and applied to themselves. As any preacher or any child of God meditates on the word, it is both sweet and bitter. We understand how we do not measure up to God's commands and holiness. We see where we fall short of the demands of the law. We see where we follow the words of Satan rather than the words of the true God who wants the best for us and has delivered that. We hear the announcements of God's anger, which is always difficult to hear. However, the message also brings joy to the proclaimer and the people of God. In the sweetness, we hear of God's grace, His mercy, His comfort, and the protection of the gospel for all who hear it and believe. We hear of our forgiveness of sins at the cross. We hear of Christ's deliverance from the suffering of this age, and that we too will participate in His reign, victory that He has won at the cross and the empty tomb. For the church continues to proclaim this prophetic message of God and Christ among all peoples on earth. The exalted Lord Jesus first told John to receive and to proclaim the prophetic message back in chapter 1. And in that first commissioning, John was instructed to give the message to the seven churches of which were God's own people. In this second commissioning in chapter 10, John is instructed to proclaim the message to the whole human race. First, the church is to receive it as her own, and then the church is to proclaim the message of warning and hope to the whole world. We do this, and with the power of God behind us and under us and before us. It is the voice of heaven that has the power and gives the demand. As Franzman wrote, though some be snatched and some be scorched and some be choked and matted flat, the sower sows, his heart cries out, oh, what of that? And oh, what of that? As we sow the word, we put our trust in God who gives us his seed to plant and to water and to nourish. But we know, too, of people who will hear us proclaim the good news and may not want to hear it. We know of heartache that people who may not respond to the word that we so desire. We know how we ourselves in our sinful condition still do that. We know what pain may come of speaking the law to our own children, to fellow Christians. And we pray for that reproof and correction, and that we all hear the words and calls of repentance, that we may hear the gospel and receive forgiveness and share forgiveness amongst one another. For God gives us the gift of His word, His law and gospel. And God sends His Holy Spirit to create faith, to nurture faith, and to bring us to the truth of His word by His grace. Finally, from Franzman, preach you the word and plant it home, and never faint, the harvest Lord, who gave the sower seed to sow, will watch and tend its planted word. Jesus, grant your seed, tend its growth. Help us to proclaim it in our many vocations. In your name we trust and pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for John and Jen Wolf, who serve the Lord in Kenya. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.